I wake up
with Afters FM.
It is Joe here. I'm with you on Afters FM. And one particular thing that I want to talk to you about now is PTSD. And that stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. And it can come in many forms. It results from being exposed to traumatic events or secondary trauma, which comes from experiencing other people that have been through traumatic events. Now, a man I spoke to, he wishes to remain anonymous, and he's going to tell us what helped him through his journey. He is an ex-soldier from Afghanistan.
I don't know that I really had many expectations. I thought it was mostly going to be nonsense. I was, somewhat desperate, I guess, for any kind of, anything that would help. I didn't really think it would help, but it seemed different and novel. It had a little bit to do with horses before, so I was kind of happy to be working with horses. I did two tours in Afghanistan. The last one, I came back in 2010. I was diagnosed with PTSD after, and it was recommended to me that equine therapy might help some of the symptoms specifically of PTSD. One of the things that happens is that I can get particularly negative and you know, I would say anxious, but that anxiety is kind of like not wanting to be around people because I'm sort of fearful that I'm not going to react well. Rather than be, you know, put myself in a position where I don't do that, and that means that I'm on my own, and then my world just gets, you know, smaller and smaller. Well, I started doing the equine therapy early 2016.
What was the difference that you noticed when you went to equine assisted therapy?
What I became aware of quite quickly was the effect that my mental and emotional state and my body language had on the horse. And I think that one of the main points of therapy was the effect that our state of being can have on our relationships with other people. And I got that really clearly in feedback from the horse, the way the horse sort of reacted to me. So it really made it obvious for me to take notice of how I was presenting more than I'd ever kind of considered before.
I don't know, is there any moments that you remember where it was just you and the horse? And
yeah, working with one particular horse, like a relationship developed, of course, and yeah. Some sort of knowing of how the horse would react and respond. Often there were other people watching and there was like a train instructing, and so that was difficult to separate from pressure, I guess, of being watched and judged and, you know, trying to, you know, do the training correctly. All of that aside, yep, there were moments when I was just concentrating on the horse and working with the horse. It was kind of quite remarkable to connect and interact positively, with the animal.
What's coming up for you right now, talking about it?
I guess for a long time, particularly with the PTSD, I felt very alone and unable to connect with anyone, particularly in a sort of positive and helpful way. And I was certainly able to experience that working with the horse. I'm shocked.
What was the difference when you step out of those sessions?
What I became aware of was the way that I presented having an effect on the way that I connected with other people.
Yeah.
Being aware of that, I guess I was able to try and change that. the only way out of it is not being isolated,
yeah,
and connecting with other people and risking that kind of, you know, exposure. One of the experiences working with the horses was that reinforcement that I could do that safely.
How long's it been since you've been to an equine therapy session?
I would think about 4 months.
Okay. Have you noticed any changes with your PTSD since you stopped going?
Not until you asked the question.
Yeah.
Thinking about it now, it seems quite obvious to me some of the difficulties that I've been having in relationships over the last few months, which, surprisingly enough, seems to coincide with the time that I haven't been working with horses.
But the man you heard me speaking with was an ex-soldier. He suffers from PTSD from his time in Afghanistan. Now, over 50,000 veterans in Australia are known to have a mental health condition, and over half suffer from a stress disorder, including PTSD. Now, equine-assisted therapy, funded by, there's a number of organisations. One that helped this man was Homes for Heroes, Reconnect. And if you want to find out more, you can go to the Department of Veteran Affairs. And the particular place that he had equine-assisted therapy was at the Shelby Equestrian Centre. And it was a very touching and really sad to speak to him about that. It brought up a lot, and I think it's something that definitely needs to be funded more, especially with so many veteran suicides happening and such an important topic that we need to have more of a conversation around. This is After's FM, What Matters to You.